What's up, everyone? My name is Rashida Jackson, and you are listening to the Pursuing Purpose Podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening. This is our last interview of the week, but definitely not least. We're going to get into the interview with Rashida Edmondson, who is literally, like I've been saying all week, a vegan boss, figuratively and literally. She owns her own business, Shida's Veg Life. Basically, just a little tidbit and a snippet of her story to get your, you know, taste buds going as far as this interview is concerned. She's got an amazing story from childhood up until now, but she was diagnosed in, I believe, her early 20s with lupus. And because of that, you know, if you know anything about lupus, it changes your life drastically. And she was taking 20 pills of medication a day, not all different kind of medications, but 20 pills, y'all. I mean, really think about that. 20 pills. That's a lot. And she's not even 30 yet. And so God led her to change her diet, and now she is taking none of those pills and is living life like a boss, studying to be a doctor. I said in the interview that she's aspiring to be a doctor. I'm like, no, boo, that's not it. She is studying to be a doctor, not aspiring. So, yeah, she's living life like a boss. Just recently got off a cruise. I'm like, secretly, I need to live my life through you, Rashida. Okay, we share the same name. So anyway, but yeah, just listen to the interview so you guys can learn more about Rashida's story and how she got to that point. It's going to be so awesome. But while we're waiting for that, really quick, have you connected with me on Instagram? Especially if you are an anchor podcaster, I would really like to connect with you on Instagram. I recently posted a post about all of my favorite podcasters, and I wasn't able to tag everyone. So if you are on Instagram, which I think most people are going to be slowly probably moving too soon, or another platform with everything that's going on Facebook. Anyway, if you're on Instagram, go ahead and connect with me. My name on Instagram is _RASHIDAJACKSON. That's _Rashida Jackson. So you can find me there. Oh, and while I'm dropping Instagram names, you can find Rashida Edmondson at MZSHIDAB, and you can learn all about her business, check out her amazing vegan recipes, all this stuff, and check all that out on her Instagram as well. I also, probably tomorrow, I'll be posting about the little snippets that all of my favorite podcasters who did call in. I'm going to put all of their little segments together so you can hear about other people who are pursuing their purpose via podcasting. And then we'll go back into our regularly scheduled program next week on Monday with our new content. I'm so excited about that. If you are someone on Anchor and you have not shared with me how you are using your podcast to pursue your purpose, make sure that you download Anchor or use Anchor to send me a voicemail so that I can include that in the episode as well. I can update it and it'll add you later on. So even if you're listening to this in 2019, still send me your information and I'll add it onto the episode as long as Anchor still has that feature available. So let's get right into this interview with Rashida Edmondson, and I'll talk to you guys at the end of the episode. Hello, welcome everybody. Welcome to the podcast. My name is Rashida Jackson. I'm so excited that you guys are tuning in today. I have a very special guest that I am so excited to introduce to you guys. She is someone I met years ago, and I'm so glad that God has reconnected us again because she's just an awesome human. She is so caring, so inspiring. Just her story is just going to inspire you. She is a aspiring to be a doctor. She happens to, a doctor in psychology. She happens to have my name, which is so interesting. So it might sound a little crazy that, you know, I'm not talking to myself. I just want you to know that. But you guys, welcome Rashida Edmondson to the show. Yay! I'm so excited to have you, Rashida.
I'm excited to be here. Thank you so much for this opportunity. This is exciting.
She is such a sweet person, you guys. I'm just so excited about this, if you can't tell already from this. So I'm going to start with ice-breaking question, which is, Rashida, first of all, likes to travel. This Rashida likes to travel, but I'm talking about Rashida Edmondson right now. But yes, yeah, so she likes to travel a lot. And she is also vegan, which is something you guys will find out more about later in the episode. But Rashida, what is something, the best dish or the best thing that you've eaten in your travels in the last couple of years? What is the best thing, like, oh my goodness, this was so good?
Oh my gosh, okay, this is so hard. I'm gonna go with what came to mind first when you asked that. So what comes to mind first is my trip to Thailand, which was about 2 years ago, and met a local person there, and they took us around and all this stuff, and they took us to their where their mom and dad owned this noodle shop. And so it was a local place, it was a cart, and it was like not fancy at all, but the best pad thai I have ever had in my entire life. On top of that, like, they were so excited that we wanted to try their food, they basically gave me everything on their menu for free. and it was, like, crazy, and I was so full, like, ridiculously full, but I got to try everything, and it was so good. So I would say that was, like, the coolest experience. First of all, free food, why, that's awesome always, but
yes, that's always good.
Just really good food. So yes, I would say that. Nothing fancy, it was literally a noodle cart, and it was just delicious. So I would say that.
I'm not going to, like, envy you right now, because I don't think the Bible says that we should do that. But
that's not.
Okay. I'm almost positive it doesn't. But I will say, first of all, I enjoy Thai food so much. We were actually going to go get Thai food on Saturday, and the place was closed, and I was so upset. But pad thai is, like, one of my favorites. That is, like, goals right now. Like, I would actually want to get a passport and go to Thailand to have that experience.
Now Thai,
thank you,
here is never the same, because, like, going
oh,
there,
oh my god, like, I bet it's not. Oh my goodness. Yeah, no, that's I'm so happy for you that you had that experience, like, legitimately happy. I'm so, oh my god, that sounds so good. Anyway, foodie side note. Okay, second. Okay, I know I said I was going to do one icebreaker, but I have another one, which is, I see that in your username here it says Sheeta B. What does the B stand for?
Okay, that's...
if you don't mind me asking.
No, I don't, and people ask that, and it's funny. Okay, so they used to call me Sheeta Beta in high school. Don't ask me why. I didn't like it.
They did? Me too. Oh my goodness. My best friend calls me Sheeta Beta.
I didn't like it. I hated it. And so I was like, how about we just shorten it to B? So it stands for Beta, apparently. But I just like Sheeta B. And so it just kind of took off from there. And, like, since then, everyone just calls me that. And so that's my nickname. So yeah, just cut the ID. The beautiful. I don't like it. It didn't sound good to me. I'm sorry. I just did it.
I totally understand. It's kind of crazy how when people call me Sheeta, it's like, it's strange, because it's like, you don't know me like that. I don't know. It's like a personal nickname. So I understand that. You know, I understand that. Anyway, but yeah, that's like, cool. I'm really glad. Oh, go ahead.
I was like, it's my low key rap name too, but you know.
So if I become, I don't rap at all. So, like, I mean, if you do, yeah, feel free to, like, bars. You can.
Oh, I'm not good. Bars. It was just like, you know, back in the day in high school, you know, on the table doing the beats. You know, I thought I could do something, but not gonna lie, not that great.
That's hilarious. So you could be Sheeta B and I'll be Sheeta J. Sheeta B, Sheeta J. That'd be, anyway, no. But I clearly don't rap, even though my husband makes music. Focus. We're going to focus now. Okay, so very good, very good. Well, the reason that I have Rashida on the podcast, actually, y'all know that I'm going through a process of rebranding the show. This episode is going to launch on launch, or going to be released on launch week. And in revamping the podcast, I really just had it on my heart to focus on purpose more so, because I feel like, and Rashida, you can chime in on this if you'd like to, I feel like there are a lot of millennials that are really after paper and after money, and not necessarily after their dreams and goals, and more importantly, God's plan. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, that's just something I see a whole lot of, and it irks me to no end. I don't like seeing that. And yes, you want to be successful. Yes, you want to have money. I understand all that stuff. But the struggles that I see some people go through to me are unnecessary because they're not pursuing the dreams and goals that God has for their life. Mm-hmm. And when I was praying about this, I had Rashida on my mind for some reason. And it's so interesting because I hadn't talked to her in like 10 years. And it just kept coming on my heart and on my spirit, like, Rashida, interview Rashida, interview. Anyway, and then she also just started a new business. And I was just like, well, I'm not sure, Lord, if that all fits together. I don't know. And so I was just like, let me just call her and talk to her about it and tell her what I'm doing. So I told her and she accepted. And when I talked to her, y'all, I was just like, God is so faithful and so awesome because her story inspires me so much. And so I'm so grateful that God led me to speak to her on that. And instead of keeping y'all in, you know, hanging in anticipation, I will start to ask her some questions about that story right now. So y'all can get into it. So Rashida, could you start with just sharing with us about your child, like your academic journey, starting from high school, even if you want to, some of your interests and stuff like that. Tell us about your academic journey.
All right. So my academic journey is a crazy one. I would say, if going back to high school, my dream was to be an obstetrician gynecologist. So I did always want to be a doctor growing up. I just remember asking my dad. I taught myself how to read because I was scared that I was going to be the only one in kindergarten to know how to read. Ended up kindergarten knew how to read. So that's crazy. I've always been like that kind of academic nerd, whatever you want to say. And so just growing up, always wanted to learn more about the human body. And I was like, I'm going to be a doctor. So got to high school, went to college at UT Austin, was pre-med, all that jazz, and just really thought that I was going to go to med school. And I remember just being in like a faith battle at UT because that's my first time being away from home and having to learn who God was for myself and having to cover myself in prayer and all those type of things because I was so spoiled with such great parents who were spirit-led and spirit-filled. So I never really had to know God for myself, which sounds bad, but it's just the truth. So with that being said, I just remember like God putting on my heart to go a different route, which was to go into psychology. And I remember signing up for psychology 101 and sitting in that class and being like, okay, I can see that I really like this, but this is not my dream. This is not what I want. I don't see how you can make money doing this. Like, this doesn't even make sense to me. And I'm good. So I kept being pre-med, kept trying to go through all these classes, organic chemistry, calculus, all these hard classes, struggling to pass them. And just through, like, I would say by my junior year, I remember sitting in genetics and God being like, this is not it. And I'm just like, okay, fine. I have no idea what's going on in this class. So it's not it. And I just remember running out of that class and like in the middle of class, like leaving, just running out and going straight to my advisor's office and changing my major to psychology and dropping the pre-med. Whoa. And it was like a weight lifted off my shoulders. Like, still didn't know what I was going to do with this psychology degree, but I knew that I needed to start pursuing that. And that was junior year of undergrad. And I ended up spending another year to go ahead and finish that degree and pursue African diaspora studies as well, and doing that together and just figuring out learning about African-centered psychology and learning how people of color fit into it, because psychology can lack culture at sometimes, as you will mm-hmm. out as you
see. Yeah.
So learning that we fit in there as Black people, as people of color, and of people who have different backgrounds and cultures and different, so just thinking about that. And so basically that just brought it to light to me where I was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to study identity. I'm going to study all these things and what can I do with this? And then that's when God put it on my heart to pursue a PhD. And so right after that happened, I was like, okay, I know what I'm gonna do with this degree. Yay, it's clear. And I ended up getting sick. So toward the end of my junior year, I ended up being diagnosed with lupus and going through that struggle of losing my hair and losing a lot of weight and being like a lot of inflammation happening in my joints and just a lot of pain. And I really describe it as going to bed at the time I was 20. So going to bed as a 20-year-old and waking up a 90-year-old. Because it just aches and
pains, everything's
not working out. And like things I'm such a high energy person. So to be my body just literally like giving up and attacking itself and being like no energy was just really hard for me. My mom had to end up coming to stay with me for a little bit to just really help me manage that. I was on like 20 pills a day and just like I counted them one day and was like, what the heck? Because like this medication to fix this and that and this symptom and you need to take this 3 times a day. And it was just adding it all together ended up being like 20 pills a day. And going from taking nothing and being a healthy person to doing this, it was just really hard for me. And I was like, God, what is happening? Like, like I thought you loved me, man. Like, what is happening?
Yeah.
I obeyed you. I went ahead and did the psychology thing and now my body not working. Like, how am I gonna be going to get a PhD when my body just broke? So it was just getting peace. I remember being angry at God. And then I remember being woken up in the middle of the night and just crying out to him, like, okay, what's going on here? Like, what can I do? And it's just the most unlikely situation, but actually my hairdresser who helped me cover up my bald spots is who told me to go to a holistic doctor because clearly the doctor I was not working out. And so it's just like weird how that worked out. And she recommended that and I made an appointment with him and then he is the one who suggested that I go vegan. And by doing that and detoxing my body and eating a whole food plant-based diet is basically how I was able to put my body in the position to heal itself. And I was able to, like, over some years of figuring it out because I didn't know what veganism was. I didn't know how to eat vegan. I would make mistakes and I would eat things that I wasn't supposed to. And so it took some time for me to adjust because nobody in my family's vegan, no friends that are vegan. Vegan wasn't popular back then. So it's just not, there was no documentaries, nothing. So it was just like that I knew about, probably was, but I didn't know about them. So now we speak visible, but back then it wasn't. And food wasn't as accessible in this way. And I'm in college, so I only got a limited amount of funds.
Yeah.
So definitely a struggle. But through that, my body was able to heal itself. And today I'm off all medication and I'm doing a lot, like amazing. And my doctors are.
Glory to God.
God is amazing. But from there, because of that, I ended up with a super low GPA because I was sick and my priority stopped being to get good grades. It was just like to get by in classes.
Yeah.
And they told me to withdraw, but I was like, no, I'm stubborn. And I was like, no, I'm not withdrawing. Like, I'm supposed to be in school. I know it'll be fine. I'm gonna finish. I didn't want to be delayed on the plans. And I was just like, no. And so that was my stubbornness. And God, grace, give me some grace for that. Because I definitely, my grades dropped tremendously. And I ended up with a 2.7 GPA when it was time to apply for a PhD program I'm supposed to get into. Now, if you ever apply for any type of doctoral program, you think that a 2.7 GPA is not where it's at. Like, no, that's not how it works. So I just remember being told by advisors and mentors, like, apply for master's programs, get your grades up, and then apply for a doctoral degree. And I was like, well, that's not what God has said. So I'm not going to do that. So I was like, no, he's faithful. And I just need one yes. And that was all my spirit was just like, you need only one yes. So I was like, if I get a whole bunch of no's, that's fine. But one school is going to say yes. And that is exactly what happened. So I applied for 7 programs because that was on my heart to do. And out of the 7, the one school that I actually did not want to be honest, but I was told by a mentor to go ahead and apply because he felt, because he's a believer too, and he just felt like, you would fit there. I don't know why I feel that way, but you know, you would fit there. You should apply there. And that ended up being the school that I got into here in the Midwest. So to me, it was just crazy. And so it worked. And I remember going to that interview and as I'm leaving, I just knew it was like, okay, next time you fly out here, it'll be to move. And that's exactly what happened. They called me the next day. Here, working on this PhD, the latter half of it. And that has been a journey in itself, but God has continued to be faithful. And so when you in his will, he funds it, and that's what he's been doing. So I praise God for that. So yeah, that's basically my long story short when it comes to my academics, but yes.
Yeah.
No, it is so awesome and inspiring, and she actually hit a lot of points that I wanted to bring up also, so I'm glad I asked that question too, because it kind of summed up everything together. And for me, hearing Rashida's story, it was just amazing to see how the different areas of her life led to where she is right now, and just the inspiration behind it. And so I do have a couple of other questions. Spiritually, you talked about a lot of how God led you spiritually through that time of finding out about how you had lupus, finding out the degree you were pursuing wasn't the degree that you should be pursuing. Let's just park there real quick, because like I said, I do encounter a lot of, I encounter a lot of people who, and it's interesting now being just 31, it's not like I'm just, oh, I have all the experience in the world, like I don't, but there are people who come to me and they're like, well, I want to study this, or we'll meet people and they say, oh, I want to study this. And I'm like, that's not really what's in your heart to do. And so hearing your story and hearing how you started off doing one thing that you thought, I'm assuming, and I think you touched on this too when you answered the question, you're thinking this is something that's going to help me be successful, you know, support me financially and stuff like that. But when then God said, no, this is not what you need to do, and you had to switch, how specifically, like what things did you have that encouraged you during that time? Because I know that wasn't easy to just be like, okay, I'm going to drop everything right now and add another couple of months or years onto my degree to pursue this other thing. Like, what things helped you in that time? How did God encourage you in that time? And is there any advice that you would give to another millennial or Generation Z person? Cause they're coming into college too now. What advice would you give to them?
So if I would say you have to go with your heart. There were so many people that did not support my decision initially because I didn't really have a plan. And so when you go to your parents or whoever's paying for your college, or if you go to friends or people who support you, whoever is supporting you in any way, and you're just like, so I'm just going to go for this because it's with my heart. And then like, they're like, okay, so what's your plan? You're like, I don't got one. Like, I'm just going to go. Like, cause I didn't have a plan. I didn't know what you, I honestly at the time did not know what you could do with a PhD. And I remember like my mom is one of those moms who doesn't care. Like, she's like, if you want to be a professional clown, you can be whatever you, she don't care. Like, she's like, just do, follow your heart. So convincing her to go do whatever is not hard at all. But it's my father who's a lot calculated, a lot more like me, where you're like, you have to have a plan. And yes, he's a man of faith and all of that. But he's like, you know, I'm supporting you. And you're just saying you're going to do whatever. Like, hold on. Like, you won't have to like have an explanation for this. So I remember just came to God and be like, hey God, you gotta work on his heart, because you told me to do this, so you tell him that you told me so that he doesn't sit up here and start tripping like, what are you doing? So I remember having that conversation with my dad, and I think that was what scared me the most. I was like, I don't care about friends, say other family members or whoever, but it was like my dad. I was like, oh, how do I tell him that I'm not gonna be there that we had planned when I was like two? So I remember having that conversation. He was so, that's when I knew like God was like all up in it, because he was so kind about it and just like so supportive. And then I remember my dad being like, I'm going to Google stuff. And he was like Googling stuff and looking stuff up. This man found out more about getting a PhD than I ever knew. And that's when I, like, it's like when God, like I said before, like, God funds his will. And so it's like, not, I know we say funds, people think money, but not only financially, like he will cover it financially, trust me, he has done that. But beyond that, he's like with the peace, with the support, with the people, favor, whatever you need, the timing and the grace, the strength, like he gives you that. And it's not an easy journey, but there's ease to it, if that makes sense, because like God with you and he is working on your behalf. So even though it's like craziness happens, but at the same time it's not as hard as it would have been if you outside of his will, because you'll be like struggling. And I feel like one thing about trying to pursue that the MD versus the PhD, when I was trying to do my own thing with the MD, that was hard in a different way. the opposition was like, I knew God wasn't funding that. You just felt it. It was not spirit led at all. It was me led. And when I let that go, like I said, when I ran out of that classroom, when I went to change that major, the amount of weight that just got lifted from me, because it was like, oh, you were carrying that. And so advice is to just follow your heart and go for it, because it might be hard. It might be scary. You might be scared to have that conversation with your parents or your family or a friend or a significant other or whatever the case may be. Or you might be scared to let go of a dream you thought that you needed because of financial reasons or status reasons or you name it. You done told the whole world, you done put it on Instagram that you're going to be this and now you got to change. But don't worry about that. God's grace, he graces all that. People will forget that you said that. Like, nobody sits here and reminds me I said I was going to be, like, a whole obstetrician gynecologist. Like, like, I'm reminding them right now. Nobody cares. Like, all they can say now, Rishi, you're going to be a psychologist. You a doctor, girl. Like, they stay in psychology now because that's what God's plan is. And they're supporting that. And so don't worry about people. It's your life. At the end of the day, you have to live your life and you have to answer to God. They ain't gonna be there with you. So don't worry about that. And so that's my advice, is just to continue to go with your heart and just know that God will be with you and he'll fund it. And that's how it goes.
That is so good. That is so, so good. And so true. I don't know if I shared this quote with you, and I'm not even sure if I put it on the podcast yet, but there's this quote that John Bevere says. He says that, you know, when judgment day comes, and it is coming, and he literally says it like it is coming, you are going to have to stand before, now the rest of this I'm paraphrasing, but you're going to have to stand before God, and you can't say, well, you know, I did this and this was a really good plan, and look at this, I had this 50-year plan planned out and I did this on this date and I did that. It's like, it didn't matter. It doesn't matter what you planned out or what good things even that you did. You could have bought 5 million children in the hungriest part of India food for a year. Like, that doesn't matter. If that's not what God called you to do and what he told you to do, it's irrelevant. It's totally irrelevant. And there's something that God has put us on here specifically to do. And we have to focus on fulfilling that. And so I've told Rashida this a bunch of times. I'm so excited and so honored to have the opportunity to interview her. Seriously, because when I tell you, like, and I'm sure you have encountered this, and I feel like I'm beating a dead horse, but it's so serious. And I think that's the whole just drive behind me even doing this podcast. There are so many people, and I've met people who are in their 50s who are like, Rashida, I regret, like, I've talked to people in their 50s and they're like, I regret that I did not study what was in my heart and I went after what I thought was going to make money. You know, studying technology in the 70s was not very beneficial because, you know, computers like filled up actual rooms at that point. And now we're holding computers in our hand, you know what I mean? And carrying around in our back pocket. And you have to just do what God's telling you to do, even when it seems scary. He knows the end of it. And you know what else? Yes. And you know what else too? I had this thought after we got off the phone earlier, me and Rashida talked earlier, and I just had this in my heart to tell you about, and you know, we ain't got to share all that information right now, but Joseph is what I thought of with you, and Joseph had a similar situation, and it's just like, you see where he ended up at. And even though there's so many different struggles and things like that that may come in pursuing what God's dream is for your life, look at the end result and what happens at the end. And it's just like, Joseph had his little bouts, but he knew the gift and the talent that was in his life. As he kept doing that, even in the hard times, I'm sure at that point in time in the prison, he didn't feel like hearing nobody's dream, and he sure probably didn't feel like interpreting it, but he did it. And that's what ended him up in the place where he was. And it didn't just change his life. It changed his family's life and generations after him. And so anyway, if you're in that situation, be encouraged. Praise the Lord. So glory to God. Anyway, all right. So thank you for sharing your academic journey. We're going to try to transition. I'm not going to get so high on that other point because it's so important, but we're going to move forward. Now, with learning that you had lupus, that was where we left off at. Learning that you had lupus and all these different things during your academic journey, and you shared the challenges and different things like that that happened with that. Just a quick question before I go to the next point. How did you deal with the diet change? And even if you want to kind of slide in the story of how you even got to start your business, you can go ahead and get into that. But how did you deal with like the diet change? Because there's so many people who are like, oh, I'm gonna be vegan, and then next week they're like, girl, forget all that. I can't.
I'm good.
You know, I was hungry. I can't do that.
I hear that, and yeah, I understand. Okay, so this is my second time and final time going vegan, because I'm vegan officially, and that's it. But I was, the first time I took, yeah, like I was forced into it, because again, it was not forced, they didn't hold me down, but it was suggested that I strongly that I do it in order to get better. And I was so desperate to feel better that I was like, and so what got, yeah, me to do it the first time, it was temporary. So they told me to do it for only a couple months, and then from there the doctor started putting certain things back into my diet, and there were certain things I just couldn't eat again, like I didn't eat pork again, I really limited my red meat intake. So it was really just certain fish I couldn't eat anymore. Like catfish was like, no. So it just ended up a diet of like chicken, mm-hmm, turkey, and like salmon and other fish that had scales on it. It was like kind of like my diet as far as meat went. And then I didn't go back to milk. I didn't really go back to, so just certain things I just didn't go back to, but we kind of weaned myself back on off of some things, and then put some things back into my diet. So I wasn't really, mm-hmm, vegan anymore, but I was eating pretty clean, I would say. And then from there, I still had complications. So like even at the time, like my medication had gone from 20 down to like maybe at the time like 4 pills. So like a significant difference. And I was like, okay, I can live with this. You know, this is better. But I kept having lupus symptoms. I kept having like flares. They were not as bad. But I would say going into this PhD program and having to deal with as much, like I tell, like, yes, he funds his will, but it doesn't mean it's easy. So there's a lot of things that have happened during this journey, this PhD journey, that has been stressful. And stress is a big trigger for lupus or any type of disease for that matter. But it's a big trigger. And so I was finding that I was still having some issues, some minor hair loss, this and that and the other. And so I was just like, okay, what can I do to help this get better? And I invite God into every area of my life, everything. So I'm like, okay, God, what can we do? Like, you're a healer. I know they said lupus is chronic. Like, what can I do? And I heard clearly, like, clear as day, Holy Spirit was just like, go vegan. I'm like, go who? I was like, I've done it before, but that was temporary, Lord. Like, no, we're not doing that again. I was like, okay, so what's the plan B? Because that's cute. But I was like, what's plan B? And there's no plan B. There was no answer after that. That was it. It was like, you listen the first time or you're just going to see. And I actually fought that for like a year. I was like, I would say I was transitioning to vegan, because I just was like, I don't think I can do this totally. I'm like, I love to travel. I love to eat. I love to cook. I've always been a cook. So it's just like, I'm like, no, I don't want to be fully vegan. So I just started a little bit, you know, transitioning again, dabbling in vegan restaurants, dabbling in vegan recipes, but just not forcing myself to do it, because I didn't think I had the discipline to do it. And then finally, I just remember sitting in the doctor's office after my last procedure I had to get done, and I was just like, you know what? I'm through with this. I can't do it. I'm tired of medical, yeah, stuff, and I was like, I'm too young for this. I'm like, nope, I don't want to be a liability to my family later on. And so I just was like, you know what? That's it. I'm done. I'm going to get myself healthy. I'm going to get my life together in that way. And I was like, okay, God, I'm be obedient. I know it took me this long. My bad. Like, I don't know what else to say. And I was, mm-hmm, like, I invited him into it, because I was like, I'm going to need your help. This is a level of discipline that I know is going to be beyond me and my humanness. And so I'm going to need your help, like, mm-hmm, to help me cook, to help me find the strength to do it, to help me to love it, to help me to be passionate about it. And just, I need your help. And so for a year, I did it silently. I didn't really make an announcement. I didn't post it anywhere. I just became vegan, decided it, and got rid of everything in my house that wasn't vegan. The only person that I really like knew was like really close friends and family, and then my roommate at the time, because they see me eating all this stuff. Mm-hmm. So I started doing that, and I became so good at meal prepping, so good at cooking, so good at organizing, and just became a vegan boss, basically. And did so much research. You know, I'm getting a PhD, so I'm a researcher. I'm a trained researcher. So I did so much research on how it helps the body, how it helps the mind, how it helps, like, everything, and how it can just heal the body, like, in every way possible. And I was like, this is amazing. And so went beyond just, okay, vegan, but became whole food vegan, and what that meant, and what it means to shop for better quality foods, and just did all that research, and I guess kind of experimented on my own body, because I'm doing it for myself and eating it and kind of seeing my results, my blood work coming in, my doctors monitoring me. And that's when I didn't need any more medication, got off all of that. And just, they were like, okay, we know you have lupus, but your blood work looking really good. And so that's when I knew that I was like, this is working. And so that motivated me to keep going. And God really removed the desire to want to eat, you know, a lot of meats and things I was craving at first. Like, I don't have those cravings anymore. And it's just like, I want to eat healthier food, and my body just thrives off of it. So after a year of making it to my year veganversary, I decided to come out and just tell everybody, like, the good news and announce that. Cause I was nervous. I'm not gonna lie. I was like, am I really okay? Cause, you know, after a year of being off medication, I was like, are we good for real, body? We good? And so I was like, okay, I think we good. 365 days later. So I announced it, and I was just like, oh my gosh, I'm just want to give my testimony. And I was like, I've been vegan for a year, and this is what's going on. And everyone was like super excited. And just like from all of that, I said, to celebrate my year, I'm going to start being more transparent about that part of my life. So I started posting every week what I was cooking, because I meal prep every week. So I was just like, for myself and now for my clients. But so I was just like, okay, I'm going to put that out there every week. What's on the menu? What am I cooking? And share that with y'all. And then from there, I got so many questions, not only from people who were having different ailments of their own, but also people who just wanted to be healthier in general. And they were just asking me about, like, what's the recipe for this? And what's a good bread to eat? And what's a good cheese alternative, and what can I eat in place of this? And so I was answering so many questions, and I was just like, okay, people really want this information. And then from there, people were asking me to, like, meal prep for them and go to the grocery store with them and do different services for them. And they're like, I'll pay you to do this, I'll give you a donation for this. And they were just blessing me, because I was just honestly not charging or nothing. I was just doing for free, and they would, like, bless me. And so I was like, okay, people pay me for this, cool. And then my current roommate, who is amazing, love her, she basically is a finance major. She's a business major. She's a businesswoman. And she just sat me down. She was like, you know, this is a business, right? And there's a market for this. And so she thinks in those ways. And I love her. And I was just like, what? I don't think of myself like that. Because in my head, I'm like, you know, I'm ready to get a PhD. You know, I'm just a little student. That's it. Like, I'm not thinking beyond that. And she was like, no, Rashida, like, you can secure more bags than that. And I'm just like, okay. So I'm like, okay. So we made a business plan. And then 6 months ago, about six months and a little change, I started that plan. And I was like, okay, God, if this is what you want me to do, I have no idea how I'm going to do it, because I'm a full-time student and I teach, I do a lot of stuff. Like, I'm just like, how am I now be a business owner and do this? And I was like, well, if this is your will, I know how you fund your will. So and then from there, it's just like doors started opening. And that's when I knew it was his will, because it didn't feel like work. It was just like people came out and was helping me and giving me, like, free business consulting advice, basically, and just all kinds of just blessings, I would say. And then got clients that were ready to go before I even thought I was ready to go. And so I was like, okay, God, I'm going to go with it. And he graced me to do it. He graced me to have time to do it. And I launched my website a couple weeks ago. And so it's been crazy. So Sheeta's Veg Life is a thing, and it's up and running, and I'm just, like, thankful for that. And it just started because of my own passion for wanting to heal my body, and now my passion to want to help others do the same thing, because I just want to help. That's just genuinely what I want to do. And so God has blessed me with a platform to do it, and so that's that journey.
Yes. So SheetasVegLife.com, right?
www.SheetasVegLife.com. And you can also follow me on Instagram at Miss Sheeta B, and that's MZSHIDAB. And yeah, so there's two places. And then I'm also on Facebook as well under Sheeta's Veg Life. So you can like my page. So yes, and get all the recipes are online, and I post constantly of different things. And not only it's my evolving story. So it's not only recipes and services that I provide to help you transition, but there's also, and you don't have to be vegan to do it. You just, if you want to get some your diet,
yes,
I'm here to help you do that. And then also I have a blog that I post on. So there's different things about, you know, vegan transitioning and different things I wish I would have known before going vegan. And then also I post on my other blog hashtag, which is Love Jesus Loves Vegetables. And that's basically my own personal story that I'm putting out there little by little. So you can read about that too. So that's all on the website.
Nice. Very good. Yeah, I'm going to have to get on that other blog because I've been kind of following a little bit and it's been enjoyable. Like, and that's another reason I really wanted to reconnect with Rashida also, because I'd be looking at her Instagram stories and I'm like, that looks really good. I'm need to make that. and my husband and I are, we're not vegan and we're not, you know, we're not following any of the, you know, diets right now. We just trying to eat healthy as the Lord leads. But there are some things, some really good things that she makes that I'm like, oh yeah, that's a good spin on that. Like, I think I commented on some like avocado, and I didn't know that avocado toast was a thing. Like, you can go and buy it's that at like the restaurants now. I'm like, I didn't know that. Anyway, so she has some really good stuff on her stories on Instagram, and it's just enjoyable to follow. So if I could emphasize anything from that plug that she made right there, you ain't got to live in Kansas City, Missouri. If you get, you know, trying to get this vegan diet in Singapore, you can give her a call, you know, what, yes.
Consultation over the phone, Skype, TikTok.
Yes.
It brings us together. You do not have to live anywhere near me for me to help you. So let me help you.
Yes, yes, yes. That's good. That's good. That's good. Oh, I just had an idea, and I'm going to tell you about it probably after this. Just remind me if I forget. Anyway, so might be another stream of income for you if you decide to, you know, get up on that. But anyway, so, but yeah, no, that's good. And you know what? The biggest thing is too, because I have people who ask me too, they're like, Rashida, how you get on this healthy tip? I'm like, first of all, and I like the way that you explained it, because it has to be something that's like a, what does Kenneth Copeland call it? He says it's a quality mm-hmm. decision. It has to be a quality decision. It has to be something. It can't be this, oh, that's cute, or I'm doing this because, you know, even if you just did it because, oh, I'm in pain today, like, it wouldn't have stuck as much as it did because you didn't make that quality decision. And I think so many people now are like, oh, I want to lose weight and I want to do this and I want to do that or whatever, so I'm going to go vegan because that looks good and I could do that. It's like, no, you need to make a quality decision. But even if you're not trying to go vegan, if you're just trying to eat healthier, I think Rashida's services are so good, you know, just for the accountability, I guess. That's not the word that I'm looking for. The support and the encouragement that you need through it. You really need somebody that's going to help you through that when you do make that quality decision to really change your lifestyle. You need somebody who is knowledgeable. And I'm going to tell you this, this girl really does like research and look up her stuff. Because, oh. I mean, and yes, so... I mean, to spend almost 25 years in school, to me, or it might be a little less than that, but to me, that's just like evidence right there. And just the different things when y'all follow her on her social media, you'll see all that. So what would you say? No, I'm not going to ask that. What would you say is the impact that you would like not just Rashida's Veg Life, because you have some other things you're doing in Kansas City too, you know, just to support other people. Do you want to talk about that real quick? Just like the low-key ministry stuff we were talking about.
So to me, I'm just really a big on community. And so some of the things that I've done is just open up my house for that. And so just having people come over, doing game nights, doing like little girls nights, like little things that sound fun. Everybody, oh, let's come together. But they're very intentional in the sense that I just want to love on folks and just really show the love of Christ. And at these gatherings, sometimes we end up having a full conversation about, you know, spiritual things, and other times we just have fun. But either way, he's glorified in it, and people just feel loved and connected and a part of something, and that's what it's about. And I've, through people just inviting their friends and people that I don't know, I end up knowing these people and being able to continue, like, you know, building community with them and talking with them and praying for them and just reaching out. And so that's another thing I call my low-key ministry, is just wanting, I really just have a heart for people and living their best lives and just like knowing God and knowing God for themselves. And so that's another little thing that I do, I would say, that I love. So yeah.
Yes, that is so awesome. And I just enjoy so much. I love the fact that I see it's like, okay, you're studying the psychology, so you're helping people's brains get their mind and their brains together. Okay, so brain health, we got that. You have the spiritual component where you're helping people in that aspect. You have the health component where you're helping people in that aspect. And it just seems like so... It's the whole package. And I just really appreciate that. And you know how the Bible says, well, Jesus told us before he told the disciples before he left. He said, you know, go out and make disciples. And you don't just go make disciples based on something that you like. You teach them. He said, you teach them what I taught you. And I really believe that's what you're doing. So,
'cause you can't.
People kudos want to go, and yeah, go
people
ahead.
Want to go out and, like, sorry for cutting you off. Didn't mean to.
No, you're good.
You know, evangelize, and they want to tell people about Christ, and they want to tell them about all this, but they don't build a relationship with people. And I think that's the part that people are missing, where it's like, if they see how you're living, if they see, you know, like, get to know you, and you just build a relationship with a friendship with them, then they'll see God. They'll see God in you, and they'll want to know more about him. And then you won't have to throw it down their throat, and they'll want it. They'll be like, hey, what is it about you? And so, like, the amount of times I've gotten a question from people that's like, how do you have so much peace in the middle of this craziness? And I'm just like, do you really want to know? Like, his name is G-O-D. Okay. And so even like in my program, people know, like, you just, that's honestly how it goes. Like, everyone's like, oh, Rashida, how can you do this? And you're in a PhD program. You're doing it. Like, I'm not doing it. That's how. Like, it's just a vessel.
Yes.
And it's not just me just saying that. I really am just a vessel. And I just say, okay, God, because half the time I'm scared. Like, I'd be like, God, you're going to have to help my remove this fear, because I'm like sitting here like, oh, I don't know if I can do this. And it's like, well, no, you can't. Not by yourself. And I'm like, you're right. I can't do it by myself, but you're with me. So that's what it's about. And so that's why I love just being able to open my house and just open up my life to people, just helping building that relationship so that I can share who is behind it all, because it's not me. So that's my goal. And that's what I hope to do. And that's what I hope to inspire. So, yeah.
Girl, that'll preach. I'm trying not to run right now. That'll preach. Yes, that is so good. And in so many different areas. And it's just, you know, people try to throw the gospel down people's throat. And I've learned from personal experience, that ain't gonna work. It ain't gonna work. But when you truly, like you said, show the love of God and just show them what God has truly done in you, you know, and do like what Romans 12:1-2 says, you know, you renew your mind so that you can prove the perfect will of God. And then when people see the proven and the perfect will of God on your life, then they want some of that. And that's truly letting your light shine. And so, amen. And I'm just so grateful to have been able to share your story. Oh my goodness. Okay. So my last question is, how do, like, with everything that With everything that you're doing, everything that's going on, you know, the brain health, the body health, and then the ministry aspects that God has you doing right now, what do you hope that it will have? What impact do you hope it will have on the society around you, or even in eternity, whether it be big or small? I think every contribution to eternity is big. I really do. But it may seem like it's not, you know, to you right now. But even if you just touch one person, that's a big impact, because you don't know how many people that one person is going to touch. You know what I mean? So what impact do you see it making in other people's lives, the society and the community that you're in right now? In the future, what impact do you see all the different things that you're doing now having in the future?
Well, I'm little old me, but I feel like as far as impact, I would hope that it would help people just when it comes to health wise and like eat more vegetables and just take care of their bodies and like see that as more as important and as doable, especially in communities of color in particular, because I feel like unfortunately bad habits have been passed down, and I want healthy lifestyle and healthy living to not be a white thing or not be a rich thing, but a thing for everyone, like all access pass for everyone. It's not a VIP club. So that is one major thing, is why I'm so open about health in that way, because I want everyone to be like, I can exercise, I can do this, and it doesn't have to cost a lot. So that's one impact. Spiritually, I just want people to know God for themselves. I want them to really know God. I want to help represent Christ. I feel like religion and people just condemning, condemnation, all these other things have really, you know, made God look like he's like this angry person that's mad at everybody, and you don't get grace and you get punished and this, but he's not like that. There's no good works that we can do that will make him love us anymore, or any, and there's no bad thing that we can do that makes him love us any less. And he really and truly is a good, good father. And I just hope from my life and my struggles and my testimony that people can just see how good God is and how he's not a respecter of a person. So what he makes happen for me, he can make happen for them, and that they can get to know him, and that they can have an intimate relationship, not a religious kind of thing, but a relationship with him, and true relationship where they talk to him. Like me and God talk, we talk, we kick it. And so like, you really can, and he speaks and he will put things on your heart. And so to me, I want him, like I want to represent Christ in that way and help people to just to know him and to just know that he's here with all the answers that you seek, all the answers that you're trying to have. It's, you don't have to Google it. Like, you can go to him and he will help you. So that is another piece of it. And so that's why I want to share my story and kind of put myself out there and continue to build a relationship with people and build community. So that's my thing. So just helping people to get not only their body right and their mind right, you know, through health and wellness, but then also get their spiritual side right, which is even like more important than the others, like, cause that all that goes together. So that is my impact I hope to make. And I hope that I'm inspiring people, in that way. So that's why I do it. It's not about me. So yes, that's what it is.
Glory to God. Girl. And I know I've told you this before, you have inspired me, and just your fight and that's the best word that I can think of right now. The effort and just the grind that you're putting in.
Go ahead. No, it's been a fight. It's been an all out war. So yes.
But just the ability and the willingness to get up every day and continue has inspired me. And I appreciate that. And I thank you so much for being open to share your story here. And I hope everyone who is listening, one, that God was glorified like you prayed earlier, but two, that they're glorified by seeing the strength and the joy that God has put in you in this time, in this season, to overcome in all the different areas that you've overcome in. Because like the word says, it's like many are going to be the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. All of them. And I love your heart for our culture because we need it. And I just pray that God continues to lead you and guide you in the way to do that and communicate that. And I really enjoy how you said represent. That was so good. That'll preach too. But represent God to people. And seriously, you know, and not just represent, but represent. And the way you do that is you let God shine through you. And I truly believe you're doing that. So anyway, girl, thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you for your time. Is there anything else that you want to say before we get off the line?
Just thank you for this platform and this opportunity. I really enjoyed being able to share, and I just again just hope that God is glorified through this as always. And also don't forget to check out my website, y'all, www.sheetofedgelife.com. And follow me on social media at Miss Sheeta B, MZ SHIDAB, and don't be afraid to reach out, and love you all, and thank you.
Yes, thank you, girl. And when you if you do come to the DFW area, because I know you like traveling and stuff, we're gonna have hang.
Make that happen.
Yes, that'll be good. But thank you so much. Thank y'all so much for listening and tuning in through this whole entire podcast. We'll be back with some more content real soon because I'm still figuring out when this is going to post. So I don't know exactly when that will be. But yeah, keep it locked right here. Pursuing Purpose Podcast. Y'all be blessed. Bye. Talk to you soon, Rashida. Bye. Thank you guys again so much for listening. I hope that you guys learned something and were inspired by Rashida's story. I have just been privileged to be able to share all of the stories this week that I was able to share. And I'm so looking forward to sharing more stories as we develop this podcast. Thank you so much for supporting this welcome week. It has been awesome. Welcome week, launch week. It has been so awesome. I have met new people. I am encountering new things. And I'm just super excited for what this podcast is going to bring. So, what I'm thinking about doing, you guys, is running this in a season series, which means I will probably post this podcast all the rest of May, of course, June, and possibly in sometime in July. And then I'll take a break and pick back up probably around school time because I want to encourage people to pursue their purpose while they're in school, especially on college campuses. I think that would be really awesome to do. So share this with someone that is going to college. I'm just saying. And I might interview some people who just came out of high school and are going into college. You never know. So I just want to thank you so much for sharing your stories on here. Make sure you check out SheetasVegLife.com and read her blogs, follow her on Instagram. And if you need help, legitimately, if you seriously need help with your diet, don't do it alone. Rashida's services are not super expensive, and she can definitely give you that encouragement so you can keep going on your journey for better health. So bless you guys so much. I plead the blood of Jesus over you guys. Make sure you check out the highlight and the other special episodes that I will possibly be posting over the weekend. And I will see you guys with our first motivation minute, 1 minute motivation, on Monday. Peace.